Good evening, this is CPR News. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Governor Jared Polis vetoed several bills late last week, including measures to put new requirements on social media companies and video game platforms. CPR's Benta Berkland.
One measure was in response to last year's Evergreen High School shooting. It would have created new rules for social media companies to flag concerning content to law enforcement that violates their platforms within 24 hours. Polis said he worried it infringed on the First Amendment and was too ambiguous. He also vetoed a bill to place fees on video game in-game purchases to fund youth mental health services. Polis said it's a core government function the state should fund. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
As Colorado approaches mosquito and West Nile virus transmission season next month, state public health entomologist Chris Rundy says his team will be monitoring another virus too.
A virus really closely related to West Nile virus called St. Louis encephalitis virus. This virus used to be really common, but since 2000, we haven't seen much of it.
Last year, mosquitoes with the virus were found in Laramie, Weld, and La Plata counties. Severe thunderstorm warnings remain in effect for several counties on the Northern Front Range until 4:15 this afternoon. The National Weather Service in Boulder warns of 2-inch to quarter-size hail with heavy rain that could lead to flooding. Central Adams, South Central Weld, Northwestern Albert, and Western and Central Arapahoe counties will be affected. This is CPR News.